It's 11 trivia questions on one-sentence movie descriptions as picked by Patreon subscriber Brenda Martinez and written by listener of the show Marissa Cuthbertson. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you love trivia, you are in the right place. I host it. I quiz people. I ask questions every single day of my life for probably the last 7 years or so, give or take a few days here and there. It's my full-time business. I run it out of Southern California. So if you want to play trivia with me live in Southern California, if you live out this way or you're visiting, go to triviawithbuds.com, click on locations, or see some of the special events that are in banners at the top of my homepage. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up, and this weekend you can catch me in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'll be there. It's going to be fun at Southside Social, a place that has tons of cool stuff to do, including Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars trivia with me on Sunday, July 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets still available at triviawithbuds.com. Just click that banner at the top. Some other special events coming up include J. Riley Distillery, which is a very cool place to try some new spirits out in Redlands, California. We'll be doing Office and Parks and Rec trivia on Saturday, July 27th. Tickets will be available for that very soon on the website. I think the event's already up. I just haven't made the banner to kind of advertise it on the homepage, but you can find it if you go down to the events section. We're also doing a big office-themed trivia night at Last Name Brewing on Saturday, August 24th, I think is the date, Saturday, August 24th. Again, if you want to play some fun trivia with me and win some amazing prizes, check out triviawithbuds.com for all the info. Today's episode is all about movies. We got a round for you written by Marissa Cuthbertson, who sent me these on June 17th. She sent me a round on 80s TV shows, which we put up last week. And she sent me this round, which is an Oscar edition of one-sentence movie descriptions. She said she was looking at the Patreon chart of all the people who pick stuff over on the Patreon group for the show, for their topics. And she said, hey, I thought I'd help you out with a couple of these. So she wrote 80s TV shows, and she wrote one-sentence movie descriptions, which was a category picked by Brenda Martinez out of Chicago, Illinois. So Brenda, this one's for you from Marissa. I will just be kind of the facilitator of the questions today. So we'll ask those questions in just a minute. If you like movies, we've done movie trivia on this show, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. If there's a certain thing you want to see that we've done, the easiest way to find it would just be to Google search it. Just search Trivia with Buds and then like Gremlins, and you'll see anytime we mention Gremlins. I do have a pretty good SEO for the podcast. So if you search any keywords, it should bring you to an episode if we have done it. So go check that out. Give it a try and tell me what you come across and what you're looking for, so I can try and make sure I record it in the near future. This show comes out every single day, so hit subscribe on your device to get those new episodes daily, and tell a friend about the show if you can. If you have a friend who loves trivia, say, hey, just stumbled upon this new one, and it's a ton of fun. And hey, you can actually be on the show if you join the patreon.com/triviawithbuds page for $15 or more per month. You get one spot on the show in a daily episode. It could be however you want it to be. If you want to be asking questions, or you want to ask me questions, or you just want to shoot the shiz while we talk about trivia, all of that is allowed. And just check out patreon.com/triviawithbuds to see how to do that. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show and telling a friend, because we're going to jump into these 10 questions. Sorry, 11 questions, 10 questions and a bonus. She followed my structure. Thanks, Marissa. These are on one-sentence movie descriptions for Brenda Martinez. Let's jump into them right now. Here we go. All right, one-sentence movie descriptions. Let's see how many of these you can get correct. These are all Oscar editions, so most of these have won Oscars or were nominated, I believe. Question number one, one-sentence movie description. It just says, Nazi saves Jews. What movie would that be? Number one, Nazi saves Jews. Question number two, Indian boy competes on game show. Number two, Indian boy competes on game show. Question number three, boxer from the slums of Philadelphia fights in heavyweight championship. Number three, boxer from the slums of Philadelphia fights in heavyweight championship. Question number four, biopic about World War II general. Number four, biopic about World War II general. Question number five, musical about orphans based on a Charles Dickens novel. Number five, musical about orphans based on a Charles Dickens novel. Question number six, sweeping Civil War epic romance. Number six, sweeping Civil War epic romance. Number six. Question seven, musical Street Gangs based on Romeo and Juliet. Number seven, musical Street Gangs based on Romeo and Juliet. Question eight, mute cleaning woman falls in love with monster. Number eight, mute cleaning woman falls in love with monster. Number eight. Question number nine, man must overcome a speech impediment to speak on the radio. Number nine, man must overcome a speech impediment to speak on the radio. Two questions left. Number 10, William Wallace fights for Scottish independence. Number 10, William Wallace fights for Scottish independence. And number 11, this is the bonus question, 2 points if you're playing along at home. Seven mini statuettes were created for a special award for this movie. Seven mini statuettes were created for a special award for this movie. All right, those are your 11 questions for the quiz today. Thank you, Marissa, for writing those. And Brenda, hopefully you got all of them correct. We'll be back with the answers for everybody in just a second. Here we are with the answers to the one-sentence movie descriptions Oscar edition quiz from Marissa Cuthbertson. Let's see how many of these you get right. Number one, Nazi saves Jews. That is a vague description for the movie Schindler's List. Number one, Schindler's List. Question number two, Indian boy competes on game show. That would be Slumdog Millionaire. Slumdog Millionaire, love that movie. Number three was Rocky. That's the boxer of the slums of Philadelphia fighting in the heavyweight championship. It's funny, I've seen a lot of the Rockies. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched the first one. I've seen like Creed 1, Creed 2, Rocky 4, Rocky 3, but never number one. And my older brother would knock me out for that. Number four, biopic about a World War II general. That would be Patton. Not to be confused with Oswald, but the answer was Patton. Number five, we had a musical about orphans based on a Charles Dickens novel. That was Oliver, with an exclamation point, Oliver, as well as the company. Number six, we had the sweeping Civil War epic romance. That would be Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind. Number seven was a musical street gang movie based on Romeo and Juliet, West Side Story. Story of my life. Come on, that's how I met my wife. Number eight, we had a mute cleaning woman falling in love with a monster. That is Shape of Water. A couple years back, Shape of Water, great movie. Then we had number nine, man must overcome speech impediment to speak on the radio, The King's Speech. That's a great movie, great acting from everybody in that movie. Really, really good stuff. And number 10, Braveheart. William Wallace fights for Scottish independence. Everybody got that one, I'm sure. Braveheart. Number 11, bonus, was seven mini statuettes were created for a special award for this movie. That was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. There it was, everybody. How'd you do? Did you nail this quiz? Did you get all 11 correct? They weren't insanely difficult. I think I would have got most of those myself. Maybe you did too. It's good to have one of these every once in a while on the podcast just to kind of cleanse your palate and go, okay, I know some stuff. So I hope you had fun with this episode with questions from Marissa. Thanks again to Marissa and thanks for Brenda. For coming up with the great idea for a topic. If you have a topic you want me to do on the show, just like Brenda picked, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more to get a topic. There's lots of cool stuff brewing over on that spreadsheet. So you just get access to the spreadsheet and then you fill in what you want for the next couple of months or so. And you can see what everybody's picked over the last 3 months or so. So go give it a gander if you are a subscriber. Today's trivia team name of the day is Your Mother is a Horcrux. Take that one to your next Harry Potter trivia night. Your Mother is a Horcrux. That is the trivia team name of the day next time you need a team name. And the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, which you can find at fmdesignsinc.com. They have this question. What movie won the Oscar for Best Picture in the year 2000? tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize in the mail. Your mother is a horcrux. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you had fun playing along with some movie trivia. And like I always say, there's like 500 other episodes if you want to go back and binge a bunch on your next commute, your road trip, your flight, whatever it is. Think of trivia with me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.